State budget cuts have reduced Bethel's sex offender treatment program to a fraction of its former self. The program staff has gone from 3 members with a combined experience of almost 40 years to 1 member with 4 months' experience. Now, board members, former employees, and advocates are saying the change is too much too soon. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports they fear recidivism will increase, costing the state more money down the line and producing more victims along the way.
Mike Gray is the Bethel District Attorney. He regularly sees sex offenders and victims in the courtroom and was one of several community members who wrote letters to Governor Walker protesting the program cuts.
I mean, it's a tailor-made program for the YK Delta. And I just hate to see it founder because of a lack of funding.
Since the Bethel Sex Offender Treatment Program began in 2008, 180 men have completed the program and only 3 have reoffended. That's a recidivism rate of 1.7%, less than the state average of 3 to 5% for sex offenders. Credit for the program's success may be due to it having been created specifically for the Delta, using UPIC values and culture as its foundation. Besides regular counseling sessions, the men hunt and fish and donate the meat to the Tundra Women's Coalition, the local women and children shelter. They also donate meat to their victims' families when it's accepted. The program sets up what they call safety nets. That's 5 people in the offender's community who knows the person's offenses, their triggers, and watches them when they return. The program also assembles victim impact panels. Victims and people who work with victims meet with offenders and tell their stories of what it's like to survive an assault or respond to a scene. Now, the program's community advisory board and supporters, like Gray, fear all that work will go away.
I understand tough economic times, but when you've got a program that is really working, it's a shame that they can't find a way to get the funds to keep the program going. And I just hate to see it fall apart, which is what I'm afraid is going to happen.
2 mental health clinicians started the program, Steve Dempsey and Joan Dewey. Dempsey supervised and came to the program with more than 20 years' experience working with sex offenders. For many years, a UPIC-speaking case manager worked with them. Last year, Joan Dewey retired. In July of 2016, the state hired a replacement clinician with no background treating sex offenders. In October, Dempsey's contract ended and wasn't renewed. Funding for the case manager ran out about the same time. Now, the entire program is being run by 1 clinician with 4 months' experience treating sex offenders. Her supervisor is in Juneau. The cuts were made to help bring the Department of Corrections out of the red after lawmakers reduced the department's budget by more than $8.5 million. Dempsey's contract cost just over $250,000 annually. He didn't live in Bethel, and that included his salary, per diem, and airfare from Ketchikan every 2 weeks. The current clinician is being paid less than half that, just under $100,000. DOC spokesman Corey Allen Young says the savings made sense.
In light of the financial situation we're in, we can do it a lot cheaper and still have the same results. That's what we're going to do.
And what if you don't have those same results?
I mean, it's just like with anything. You always look at ways to improve, and the bottom goal, again, is successful transition, you know, for our inmates when they're inside the institution and when they get out.
That's exactly what the board doesn't think will happen. Going so quickly from decades of clinical experience with multiple staff to 4 months' experience with 1 person. The DOC expects to save just under $17,000 per participant. They want to use the savings to continue the subsistence portion of the program and encourage community involvement. Gray, the Bethel District Attorney, says if recidivism rises, the costs of prosecuting, imprisoning, and treating reoffenders will far outweigh any initial savings, and the cost to communities and victims, irreparable and immeasurable.
Being victimized trails and haunts victims for decades. And if you can avoid one, I mean, what's the cost of avoiding one victim? What's the cost of avoiding two victims? What's the cost of avoiding three victims? I mean, how do you measure that?
The Community Advisory Board for the Bethel Sex Offender Treatment Program meets at 12 noon today at the Moravian Church to discuss the changes. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.